Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Chaf Gimel, Gittin 23a, pagination is 45. We start from the Mishnah, a little bit below midway on the page. Hakol Kesherim Lahavi Yesaget, any person is able to bring the get, meaning to be a shliach laholacha, the messenger, to conduit the get from the husband to the wife, and when he presents it to the wife, then she will be divorced. Chutz, with the exception of cheresh, the deaf mute, shota, person who's mentally incompetent, vikatan, someone who's underage, Vesuma, someone who's blind in both eyes, Veoved Kochavim, and a non-Jew. The Mishnah then considers interesting case. If a person was not eligible at the time that he received the responsibility of being a messenger, and then in the interim, things improved, and now by the time he wants to present it, he's okay. And that case as well is going to be possible, as the Mishnah says. Kibel ha-katan v'higdil, if a child accepts the get, and then he got older, he became bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, by the time they present the get. Or cheresh v'nispakeach, the deaf mute, who now got healed and is able to hear. Suma v'nit patach, the blind person now is able to see. Shota v'nishtafa, the mentally incompetent person became healed. Ovid kochavim v'niskayer, the non-Jew, and now he became Jewish. Posel, they're still posel. At the time that they received the directive from the husband to deliver the get, they were not capable of doing so, and nothing will change if they suddenly become eligible because they were not appointed in a way of hechsher. Now, just to clarify, in terms of the non-Jew, for example, since a non-Jew does not have gittin v'kiddushin, they definitely have marriage, but it's structured in a different way. They don't have to write a technical get in order to separate. They don't have to do kiddushin in our form of kiddushin, harayat mikudeshesli. And since they don't have gittin v'kiddushin, even though, again, they do have marriage, but they don't have gittin v'kiddushin, and therefore they cannot be our messenger to facilitate something that they themselves are not party to. The Gemara explores, and that's where I'd like to spend our focus, the question regarding a blind person. The Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand Chereshota v'katan, those, that category of people, Delav b'nei Deyanin, who, they're not intelligent people. A child under age still hasn't achieved that level of responsible judgment. Ovid Kochavim, like we mentioned, Lav bar Heter, who, he's not a person in the topic of Gittin v'Kiddushin to undo a marriage, he himself wouldn't have that structure. Ela suma amailo. What's with the blind person? What's the problem? Why can't a blind person be a messenger to bring the get? Now, jumping ahead to halacha, the way we paskin, and skipping over the Talmudic debate regarding blind people, just to appreciate this Gemara in the context of the way we paskin that a suma, a blind person, is obligated in mitzvahs to the point that he's even allowed to be motzi others, help them discharge their obligation. For example, the Mishneh Berurah, Simen Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Mem Aleph, regarding the Mechaber that says that a Suma could lead the congregation, Dekaimalan Chayiv, because we hold that a Suma is obligated in mitzvahs, including prayer, and therefore he can recite on behalf of the congregation. Likewise, the discussion in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Tes Se'if Yud Ches, that he's able to be motzi others with the tekios, the shofar blowing of Rosh Hashanah, because he's obligated. So the issue over here is not, as we're understanding it, regarding his lack of obligation. He's obligated. Something else must be wrong here that's making it impossible for him to be the messenger. Amar Rav Sheshes says, Lefisha eino yodea miminot lo uluminosno. He doesn't know who he's taking it from and who he's giving it to because he's blind. He can't see them. He can't recognize them. And therefore, he's not a valid messenger because of that. Maskifla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef objected. And he said, if this is an issue of knowledge and responsible behavior, a Suma definitely has responsible behavior and does have knowledge. For example, Hayach Suma Muta Be'ishto. How can a blind person have relations with his wife? Or for that matter, Hayach Bnei Adam Mutarim B'Neshoseyim Balaylo. How does anybody have relations with their respective wives at night when it's dark? They can't see. Ela B'Tevia Seina D'Kala. You recognize a person's voice. And presumably included in this comment is all the other methods of knowing who it is. You can know who it is. Hachanami b'tvias eina dekala. You can recognize a person by their voice. And he definitely could be a messenger as far as this logistical issue goes, according to Rav Yosef. Parenthetically, both Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, at the end of their lives, were blind. Not clear to me whether this particular machlokas is happening after they became blind or not, but that is a fact that's brought elsewhere. Rav Sheshes, for example, in Brachas Nun Ches, and Rav Yosef in Baba Kama Pei Zayin. In any case, Rav Sheshes suggested that the messenger simply doesn't know and can't be responsible. And Rav Yosef says, no way, he could be responsible. There must be something else that's wrong here. Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Hocha b'chutza la'aretz askinan deba'i l'meimer b'fane nechta v'fane nechta. We're dealing with a case where a person has to say the words, it was written and signed in front of me. V'lamotzi l'meimer. And a blind person is not able to say those words because he did not see it as it was being written and signed. So in that first Mishnah of the Masechta that described that there are cases, which is our common case, that the messenger has to recite these important words, a Suma is not able to recite them. And therefore, even though he's obligated in mitzvahs, and even though he can be very knowledgeable and be reliable, but he's not able to say these words, and therefore he can't be the messenger for a get. What results from this Gemara is that if a person was able to see at the time that the get was written and signed, and then he became blind, he would still be able to be the messenger of the get. Because as Rav Yosef tells us, there's no problem with his reliability. He could put the get into a special pouch and he knows it's the same get as the one that he witnessed. And he knows who he got it from because that he saw. And he knows who he's giving it to because that he hears and he's able to recognize the person through the voice. The problem was that he wasn't able to recite Befanai Nechtav uVefanai Nechtam. And so, if indeed he was able to see at the time of the writing and signing, then he would be able to make that declaration and would be able to be a messenger of the get, which is the way it's brought. Evan or Ezer, Simen Kuf Mem Beis, Se'if Yud Aleph, Im Nichta Venechtam Befonav Kishahu Patuach, if it was written and signed at the time that he was able to see Venistama and then he became blind, Hareza Omer Befonai Nechtav Uvefonai Nechtam Venos Nola. He's able to recite this formula statement and he's able to give it to her based on the Tevias Kol, the recognition of her voice, and knowing that she's indeed the person for whom he was made a messenger to bring the get. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.